96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Prince George's County continues a major transition politically, economically, some would even argue socially. Well, tonight we sit down with County Council Chairman Derek Leon Davis to talk about those changes and much more. And I certainly invite you to join this conversation with us. Give us a call right now with your questions and your comments for the Council Chairman. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. 10. Of course, we're going to be taking as many calls as we can tonight, even after 7:30. And certainly you can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Mr. Chairman, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Harold.
Let's first talk about Governor Larry Hogan, Maryland's governor in Prince George's County for the lion's share of the day. He did some touring in Prince George's Community College. He was at the MGM Grand facility. Right. What kind of conversations did you have with him?
You know, I was fortunate. I had a lot on the schedule today, and I was able to catch up with the governor at Prince George's Community College, where he got a tour of our Academy of Health Sciences Middle College program. It's a partnership between Prince George's County Community College and Prince George's County Public Schools, where our ninth graders go from ninth grade to 12th grade. And when they graduate, they receive both a diploma from high school as well as an associate's degree. And it was a great, great conversation with Dr. Dukes, the president of the community college. She told me about $4 million in scholarships were awarded to those students to matriculate to the next level. The governor was very impressed with that. But, you know, the governor is originally a Prince Georgian. He was raised in Prince George's County, and he joked about it. And I said, well, I guess this is not a welcome to Prince George's County in District 6. This is a welcome home. So we started a great conversation about the future of Prince George's County. Hopefully, what we'll see in that future is greater partnership with the state around our educational expense needs, and thus we were at the community college, our transportation expense needs. And I think later on in the day, he visited Route 210. We call that Indian Head Highway. Mm-hmm. And he talked about the resources that will be put into Route 210.
What kind of resources did he mention?
Fiscal resources. We got from our gaming revenue generated, the delegates and senators were able to allot a few dollars, extra dollars above and beyond what we have for our transportation plan. And so those dollars will go into improving the intersections along Route 210. Many intersections have had a state, and people joke often about when they traverse 210 to get from the southern part of Maryland into the District of Columbia, that they're parked for an awful long time.
It's a rough ride. There's no question about that, and particularly with the kind of growth that we've seen down in Waldorf and in Charles County and the like. And it's my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, he spoke about some 73 highway projects
throughout the state of Maryland.
Okay.
Projects that come through highway user funds, but more specifically on 210, most of the revenue that comes from there is coming from the revenue that will be generated by the new MGM facility. Mm-hmm. So it's an enhancement above and beyond what's already being put in the state and local budget, and this will help us accelerate the plan to improve Route 210.
We're talking to Prince George's County Council Chairman Derek Leon Davis about all things Prince George's County, about the future of Prince George's County. If you have a question or a comment for him about what's happening in the county, your thoughts about it, any concerns, anything that you'd like to share, please give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I want to piggyback on the MGM Grand issue just briefly. Certainly, when this issue was being promoted, long before it was approved, there was one of the, I guess you could say, line items was that millions of dollars would be going to the Prince George's County school system. We haven't heard a lot about that. I want to put this very simply. How do we know that those promises are going to be kept?
Harold, we just finished with our budget process, and the county council actually put in under CB 33, I believe it was, at 2015, the mandate that 50% of the resources go to education. And the county council made a very specific caveat. We look at the education from the perspective of pre-kindergarten through community college, as opposed to just K through 12, which is how it's mandated in the state. So pre-kindergarten through community college and our library system, if you look at our budget this year, received the lion's share of what is anticipated as revenue that will come from the MGM casino when it comes on board. They haven't opened yet, but
right,
there is
true.
Anticipated somewhere in the ballpark of about $28 million this year. About $14 million went into pre-K through 14, as we call it, the community college and libraries. And the county council in this budget document that we approved at the end of May, you can see clearly, it's clearly delineated in our budget document where those resources will be allocated and spent.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Talking to Prince George's County Council Chair Derek Leon Davis. Calls are coming in, and we will be getting to those calls in just a bit. Let me go to, I believe this is, help me with, MDALI, calling from Fort Washington. Thank you so much for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you for giving me an opportunity to be on your program.
Sure,
and
go ahead.
I have one comment and one question. My comment is about the Indian Head Highway project. It has been there more than a year, but I don't see any activity. There are some equipment up there on the side of the road. I don't see any progress still there, and the road is very, very raggedy for more than a year. The traffic is still jammed up. I can understand the traffic, but the street, the Indian Head Highway, is so crooked and very difficult to drive on.
And what's your question, MDALI, let me stop you there. Please get to your question. We've got a lot of folks on the line. So quickly, go right ahead, please. What's your question?
I have one more question. Is there any way I can ask?
No, please go ahead. Please ask your question. What's the question? Please go ahead. What's your question?
Yeah, my question is, I live in Fort Washington. On the neighborhood road, the WSSC started project, and they don't finish it, and they leave it there. I don't know where to complain. Is there any way we can complain? And I don't know what to do.
I see.
MDALI, you could actually give us a call at our office, and a council member in that area is often and frequently in contact with WSSC with regard to those types of projects. So give us a call at 952-3600, and you want council member Obie Patterson's office, and they can connect you. But we work with WSSC to ensure that their projects are completed. And along Indian Head Highway, the progress you will start to see, and you probably will be even more burdened, because with progress comes pain. I mean, the reality is that when roadway projects start, traffic will slow. So I just want to make sure you understand that as we start to spend the resources that both the governor and the county executive and MGM brings in to Prince George's County for transportation projects, once those projects start, traffic could move a little slower. Just want you to pack your patience.
Okay, MDALI, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Talking all things Prince George's County with County Council Chairman Derek Leon Davis. Let's go to Kevin calling from Mitchellville. Kevin, hey, Kevin, how are you? What's on your mind?
Good. I'd like to talk to the member about the Gateway Street School for thoroughfares that we have, 202 Landover Road, Central Avenue, to come from the district into our county, and the grass is unkept, still high from the rain that we had in May. And when we have visitors coming to look at our county, those are the first things that they see. When can we expect to have that taken care of?
You know, we're working on that all the time. When the spring months come and the summer pops in, that's the first thing that we have. We have to partner with our state highway administration. So just a quick point of note, any street that has a number on it, like Maryland 202, 210, 214, 568, 5, you know, those streets are state highways, and the county doesn't have the specific directed responsibility for them. We have to work in partnership with our state highway association. So that's definitely one of the things that we talked to the governor about, knowing that we were going to have a summer and a spring that would produce a lot of vegetation that we need to take care of. But we'll be working in partnership with them throughout the summer to take care of that. And just a brief aside, on my way down 202, as I came to the studio today, my wife pointed to the side. She said, "When are they going to cut that grass?" Mm-hmm. I said, "I'm on the phone with the Department of Public Works and Transportation right now, trying to make sure that these things get done."
Well, it's better that she said, "When are they?" instead of "When are you going to cut
that's
that
at home, Harold.
Yeah, that's at home. Thank you so much, thank Kevin. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I want to talk to you about a really critical issue that has come up just yesterday. The county council voted to introduce a bill to add at-large council seats to the county council. Question is, why?
Well, you know, Prince George's County is growing by leaps and bounds. We are situated in a region, the Washington metropolitan region, with Northern Virginia. Our colleagues from Fairfax County, the Washington, D.C. area, Montgomery County. And as we grow from a rural to suburban, from a suburban to a more urban jurisdiction, the needs change. The reality of our council is it hasn't evolved much over the past 30 or 40 years. And so when you look at that growth and development, and you have to look at how you show up in the region, we're challenged by those people in those other jurisdictions who have been there and have a more a broader perspective on how their jurisdiction shows up in the region. And therefore, many times they run to the front of the line to get regional resources, the things that happen with WMATA. Think about it from this perspective. When you see a metro station in D.C., you see development. You can walk downstairs. You can get to somewhere to eat. You can go to a bar. You can do what you want to do. It's probably a job opportunity there. When you go to Montgomery County, it's very similar. And Montgomery County is a suburb of Washington, D.C. But when you come to Prince George's County, we have 15 metro stations that are very underdeveloped. It's a regional reality that typically, as a council member in a district, you're more focused on grass cutting and potholes than you are on how you develop the area to take advantage of the economic opportunities that the Washington metropolitan provides.
But wouldn't this also offer council members, including yourself and even the county executive, political opportunities? I mean, there are term limits right now in Prince George's County. You're under term limits just like everyone else. When your term is up, you could run if this were to happen.
Well, actually, I can run because I've only served one term.
Right, but
so
after
I
that,
run.
Yeah.
From the perspective of term limits, these seats are by charter still term limited opportunities. People who finish their terms could, because terms are per seat. So,
right.
So if I actually moved from District 6 to District 7 or District 7 to District 8, I could actually run for the county council.
But if you stayed and these at-large seats were to become a part of the council, even if you stayed in your district, you could then run again after your 8 years.
I could actually run next year if, in fact, in 2018, if in fact they do pass. So they're not limited for people not to participate. This is to ensure greater participation and greater regional understanding so that the people who walk into our county council to deliberate have a broader perspective than just their district.
Do you think that the cost, if this were to happen, would offset the benefit?
Oh, absolutely. When you look in the region and you look at Washington, D.C. as they're promulgated, they have at large seats throughout. You see it. Matter of fact, most of the jurisdictions that are part of the Council of Governments that participate in WMATA, the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Association, have at large members. We're one of the only that does not, and we're one of the only that is term limited as well. So we are no at large and term limited. And so we have been choking off our opportunities to take our rightful place with regard to economic development in this this region through our governance structure. So this structure of governance is one that we believe can help us become the regional player where Prince Georgians can come to Prince George's County, workshop, live, play, pray, do what they need to do. If they want to utilize the transit system, they can come down and we can help develop the areas around our transit sites and make sure that Prince Georgians don't gentrify their money.
Well, I want to talk about the eat, play, pray, work, development, all of that stuff. But I do have to take a break. If you're on the line, I believe that's Sanya, Fred, Yvonne, and Nye. Please stay with us. That's 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Don't hang up. You will be able to hear the program, I promise. And we're going to get to your program, to your phone calls, and more on this program. We're also taking more of those phone calls as well. So please keep trying. We're going to take as many as we can. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation with Prince George's County Council Chairman Derek Lee.